Welcome back to Master Mindset Podcast, episode 96.
What's up, everyone? In this episode, we're guiding you through the three P's of change management, and we're talking about priorities. Let's go. T-Money, bro, thank goodness for Zoom so I can see those pearly whites. And I can see that face. You look like you're comfortable. What's up, everyone? Hey, welcome back to Master Your Mindset Podcast. And man, we are approaching triple digits, almost at episode 100. And I hope you guys are enjoying this series on the three P's of change management. And when we're faced with change, faced with chaos, we need leadership and we need direction. So we hope that these three P's are giving you a system to focus on to guide your mindset and to guide your actions. Quick quarantine update, T-Money. How are things going? How are things going with school? How are you managing your time?
They're good. Time management's been pretty solid. I mean, been waking up in the mornings, trying to work out, eat some breakfast, and then hop on, do some school for a couple hours.
Good.
So, it's been pretty good. I've been pretty successful just staying on a consistent schedule. Next week we'll see how it goes, how I do. We still have spring break next week, so, like, there's no schoolwork, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, we are in times that are very unique. Staying in is hard for a lot of people. I think especially Americans, we're very social. It's like, hey, to flatten the line, flatten the curve, we got to stay in. But we're moving through this series, guys, on the three P's of change management. The first one we talked about is perspective. You know, hey, this is just a season. You have to have that hope and that faith that this is not going to last forever. And it's about your focus to control what you can control and then gratitude. But this one, this quick lesson is when we're faced with a crisis, when you're faced with hardship, challenge, change, this second P is so critical, and that is to identify your priorities. What's most important to execute? Let's not major in minor things that don't serve us. Let's not waste our time. Let's get super clear on certain areas of our life that's going to give us the return that we need to execute and to get that return on our time. Because the most valuable resource is time. So when there's, you know, hardship, when we're sad, or when we're kind of in fear, we have to get locked in and build that clear plan. But let's talk about some these four buckets that we're going to really focus on that are critical for our success. Now, first off, let me say, in 1665, during the Great Plague of London, Sir Isaac Newton was bawling out of control. When they were basically quarantined, he came up with theories of gravity, calculus, and optics.
Yeah.
So he was maximizing his time, and he looked at, okay, I have this window. I'm going to maximize this time, and I'm going to get better. So the first one I want you guys to think about is, what's an area you can innovate right now? And this kind of two audiences. So if you are in healthcare, if you are in the service industry, people who are on the front lines, we applaud you. We love you. We thank you.
Yeah, for sure.
And you're probably forced into this bucket to innovate and to learn new skills. But if you're not, if you're at home, let's not waste these hours. Let's not waste this time. Find an area that you want to learn and grow. So I had a call this morning where I am coaching this sales rep who's crushing it. We kind of mapped out like his day and his hours. And one of those hours was on how are you going to innovate and grow, like your mindset, what books you're going to read, what mentors you're going to call. So I would love for you guys, the first thing to improve on and focus on is to let's improve in an area. Let's not waste this opportunity to get better. The second one I want you guys to think about, and this is the foundation of being the best version of you, is sleep.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this podcast right now, how are your sleep habits? Are you staying up till 1-2 o'clock watching Netflix on your phone, looking at the gram, or are you disciplined to get, you know, at least 8 hours? sleep is the secret sauce. Your body produces HGH, human growth hormone, when you sleep. So it's hard to be clear. It's hard to focus. It's hard to stay present. And when you're not sleeping, you get more stressed. Your immune system is a lot weaker. And so I would put that in as the second one. The third one, T-Money, let me check in on you on this one. How are you moving your body? How are you staying active? Like, movement would be the third bucket.
I've been doing a great job. I mean, I've actually picked up running. So I've started going on runs and stuff like that, and doing workouts and everything like that. So I've been doing a great job staying active, actually.
That's good. So you have some type of a process and a plan and like a schedule how you're going to get your...
I'm like working out twice a day. Yeah.
Yeah. Now's the time to get fit, man.
Exactly.
Get that core going, run some hills, get out in nature. Exactly. At least in Washington, in the greater, you know, Seattle area, the forecast, we don't have rain for the next 7 days, I think.
Yeah.
So, and look at for your happiness. Like,
yeah, for sure.
When your heart rate gets above 130, it's like taking Prozac. Like, it's like taking a drug that's going to help you through this time. So make sure you're working out, have some type of a plan in there. And the fourth one is to somehow, some way.
Yeah.
Find ways to hear someone's voice, to do a Zoom call, do a FaceTime. And I was talking to a buddy. He says, like, I'm challenging myself to call 5 people each day, going through my phone list. And like, how can I connect and reconnect? Because as the human species, we need connection. We need that interaction. So do not isolate yourself. Do not put yourself in a hole. Find something to improve in. How are you going to innovate? What's one thing you're going to learn during this season? Make sure you are getting that recovery on point. Sleep also, you know, with your drink of water and food, fuel. But the movement is critical, but stay connected. And I think I'll add like a last one here, a little bonus one, is during times of like this crisis time, like, you need to get pinpoint what is essential. I guess if you're a grown up, for your family, for your, you know, to make payments, like, figure out a strategy, a plan. Like, for me, I've had to totally shift my like plan as I own my business to reshift how I'm going to bring in income to support my family. So I'm learning new stuff, but I really developed a plan and mapped out, you know, this time frame. How can I maximize what I need to do, you know, to really bring value to people that I serve, but also my family. So I think that is critical. That last one is like, hey, what do you need to do right now? Whatever role you're in, like, let's get clear on what actions you need to take. So in summary, really, there's like really 4 main buckets with a bonus. We need to innovate. We need to recover well. Let's have good sleep hygiene. You know, stay very consistent with your routines at night and the morning. And also, T-Money, can we add a bonus one? Shower, please, people.
Yeah.
Movement, make sure we're staying active physically. Stay connected. Have a strategy to connect with people. And also, the last one is, you know, what do you need to do? What are the essentials for you, you know, whether it's money, whether it's health, whether it's your career, your job, let's get a plan there as well. So guys, we are praying for everyone. We have hope. We have faith that if we can kind of get locked in and get our priorities dialed, that's going to give us a great chance to us to thrive, not survive. T-Money, what of those few was your favorite? What's one do you need to really focus on right now for you?
I think sleep is a big one for me. I mean, I'm still getting 8 hours, but I'm not going to bed super early. Like, I'm staying up till 1 or so. So I think that's a big one.
I'll say this, bro. When we get back to normal, it's going to be hard to shift the routine. So
for sure,
let's get that routine dialed still.
Yeah.
And you're going to say something else?
The staying active, that's definitely helped me. And then also, like, going on runs just helped me release my mind, get my mind off of things, release some stress. So
when you exercise, you're not just going to the gym outside, you're going to the mind gym. It's good for your mindset too, guys. But if you like this, please give us a rating, a review. Subscribe to the podcast, share it with somebody who needs it, and T-Money, you know what to do. The body has limits,
but the mind is limitless.